Bro, stop adding me and your close friends. If it ain't no ass, no neck and nothing in there. Posting regulars, praise the Lord that I woke up this morning. Bro, nobody give a fuck. You could have said that on the regular shit. I'm all happy and shit. Think it's some butter in there. It ain't shit in there, but fucking quotes. I'm thankful to be waking up. I woke up this morning. Stop doing that stuff. I'ma report your shit. Put me in no fucking close friends. See that bullshit? Damn. It's posting all regular shit. You could have just saved that shit. I'm thinking all type of private parts about to be in here. She ain't got shit on there.
I know who it is. The Jesus vs. Mero show. It's your boy, Jesus Nice, a.k.a. Young Chipotle. Pocket stay fat like Terrio. I see you keeping it 100. Stay right, dog. One.
Another one that I picked up late in 2018, which is downright hilarious, is the Frocast. NappyAfro.com, the Frocast podcast.
Good evening, motherfuckers and motherfuckers. This your boy Young Dolomite from the Too Much Game podcast. On here with my nigga, my motherfucking man, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast, and King Germ from Frocast. Y'all get a bar of that good shit.
Yeah, can I get a large tampon? A what, sir? You know, like a large tampon. You know, the ones for the fat poom poom gal. Is it like, what, did I stutter? Like,
sir, that's not how they're measured.
What do you mean?
They're measured by whatever flow your girlfriend has. So does she have light flow, medium flow, or heavy flow? My girl don't rap.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap, bang, 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 bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You're now tuned into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. the best there was, the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, and my last a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I'd like to have right now, so all you podcasts out there with no microphones, strictly streaming, don't have, you just do your show on Facebook Live, keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-hosts, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic, yet well-spoken. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. the Duchess of DoorDash, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to rate, subscribe, like the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. We own them all, so there's no excuses. Don't forget about our voicemail. We can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon. You can become a... We also have a Patreon where you can become an exclusive behind the scenes go-getter, get things first, get shows early, get shouted out on a show like our latest Patreon, which is Nobody.
You had to look for Nobody?
I had to look for Nobody.
Oh, okay.
That's sad. But y'all can solve this dilemma by becoming a Patreon. Like I said, it's only a dollar. And if option A, B, or C did not tickle your fancy, there is option D. What's option D? Share it, retweet it, reblog it, add it to your story, tag us in it, and get shouted out on the show like Ruler Myself, like Rick James Bitch, like Short T, like Sleazy the Black Farmer, like Uncle Dolomite, like Dale P, like 12 Cow, Eclectic. Man, Corey Dos Equis, everybody showing love, man. I appreciate that, man. Remember, sharing is caring.
Thank you.
And you know, and we show the love by shouting y'all out on our show, man. So, man, all the pandering is out of the way. Queen Germ, how was your week?
My week was pretty good, you know. Realizing that my stingy daughter is probably trying to be a little more about the people. So, maybe she's coming around to have a little more community service in her, because I was a little nervous about that kid. But you know, learning a little more about these kids every day. As they grow up, I feel like, you know, I'm growing up too. So it's a wonderful experience. Scary too, but it's a good thing.
Better hold on tight, because high school is coming in the fall.
Yeah.
And that's when y'all's y'all's trust and everything will get tested then. Because she's going to be in high school. Boy, 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 boys, boys, all that.
I mean, she already got a boyfriend.
No, she don't.
Oh.
Don't play with me like that.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, she does.
Oh, my bad.
That'll be fine. She's going to be on the show later, so I asked her about it then.
She doesn't have a boyfriend.
Okay, I was about to say.
You already worked up, but you know.
Had to spark up over
gotta
here.
Daddy
got
to be a dad.
Nerves got bad and everything. Daddy, I had to light something up. I was like, what?
What?
I ain't know this. I didn't know this shit. The fuck?
Started speaking some other languages.
Whole nother language. Yeah, so you know. But yeah.
But she's still a little good girl for right now. I go through her phone every now and then. So unless she quick on the delete,
yeah.
I think she all right.
That's why you need to get an iPhone so you can be in on everything. But you got the Android, you ain't.
So what they got to do with text messages and stuff?
I can get her phone.
I can get her information feed to my phone.
Yes. You can control all that. You can do all kinds of stuff with iPhones, man.
Okay. But I don't want one.
Yeah. So, you know. But, you know.
I'm good over here.
Stay over there with that low-class phone.
My phone is not low-class. My phone costs just as much as y'all's.
No. I said low-class phone.
And has a better camera.
That's what they tell y'all, but it don't look like that.
It does.
It don't look like that when y'all be shooting y'all videos and shit. Online, when y'all be posting y'all videos and stuff, it don't be looking like that. But hey, we didn't come here for that. This is not an Android versus Apple show, because neither one of them motherfuckers is cutting a check.
Thank you.
And the only person cutting a check around here is Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
Or not.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's just how it goes. But let's go ahead and get to this outline, Queen Germ. Fuck my week. I ain't did shit.
You didn't?
No, I don't think I did.
I mean, we back on it. The corona didn't take us out.
So. Oh, Lord, man. Please do not bring up that again. I don't want to hear about it.
Let's get into the topic, nigga.
You did enough talking last week for three lifetimes.
I'm just saying, like, you ain't moving.
We going to talk them to the topics. Did you hear about the spelling bee champion, the young Miss Zalia Avant-Garde?
Yeah. Tell me where she from.
She from New Orleans or Louisiana.
And her real nationality is what?
She's black.
Okay.
100%. Did you know the spelling bee was not her greatest achievement in life?
What was?
She's also a basketball star. She's in the Guinness Book of World Records for, like, dribbling the most basketballs at one time. Like, she was on a unicycle dribbling, like, 5 basketballs.
Oh, like, she's amazing. From New Orleans. They got some talented people down there.
On the basketball court, she is a beast. Like, the spelling bee was her side hustle.
Okay.
Like, this, she's amazing. So let's just go ahead and read up a little.
Stuff. Give me some more stats about her.
Oh, you want to know more about Zalia? Well, one of the funny stats was after she won, Taraji B. Henson went and made a post talking about something. I'm so proud of Mariah or something like that. But that was the word she had to spell. Was Murraya or whatever like that. Something I know I didn't spell it right. I'm not a spelling bee champion no more. I used to be one back in the day. Like 85, 86.
Okay.
Yes, your boy was hell with the spelling words.
Okay.
No, that was like 86, 87.
You kind kind of smart now.
Maybe, no, it might be 88.
No worries. It was in the 85, 80s, so go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, I can't remember. Too long. Too 80, much weed. Yeah, 86, 87, 88. Yeah, that when I was a spelling bee champion. Okay. Yeah, but anyway.
Never wasn't going to be me.
Yeah, I know. I could tell.
Don't, you're going too far
now. I mean, you just don't like to read. That's just, that you can never be a good speller if you don't like to read.
Okay, but you ain't had
to. I didn't say you couldn't read. I said you don't like to read. Is that,
okay, moving right along. Tell us a little more okay. about Gazalia.
She's the first African-American to win the National Spelling Bee. And she gets an offer. Oh, she already got a full scholarship to LSU.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So she's the teenager. She became the first African-American to win the Scripps.
So how old is she?
She is, hold on. She's a teenager, so she got to be about 14 years old.
Okay.
She's from Harvey, Louisiana. Says she hopes to play basketball at Harvard University. You know what I'm saying? There will be a career at NASA or as a coach or in the NBA or a career in neuroscience or gene editing, the champion speller said. So this is not your typical.
The sky's the limit.
Yes. So, you know, shout out to her. Let's see if you can spell one of the words from the spelling bee this year. We're both going to try.
I'm not.
I want you to look.
I'm not.
Come on.
I'm not. That ain't my thing.
Come on.
Now you give me some math. You give me some science. I'll play your little games, but I'm not doing that.
All right, come on. This is just for the fun. Okay, this is the difficulty level. They had different difficulty levels. This is 1B. I'm gonna give you the thing. You can pick a word. I'm just gonna give you a word.
I can't pronounce it more than likely, so it should okay. be nothing new.
It's just a study list, so let's go ahead. I mean, 1B. That's.
You're not gonna do this to me.
That's normal for us. We're adults here. Okay. Spell. Okay, if you can't get this, Bridget.
See what I'm saying? That's what you're not finna lead with. Now, if you gonna say the shit. If I spell
nourish.
It wrong, I spell it wrong.
Nourish. The word is nourish. Nourish.
N-U-R. Nur. I-S-H.
Okay. That's wrong. It's N-O-U-R. I-S-H. Yes.
I thought it was an O-N-F.
So look at the list. Pick a word for me.
But it's okay. I mean, this nigga here trying me.
I'm just
but
saying.
But yeah, still.
Just pick a word for me, man. Just pick a word.
Time,
Come on.
You let me get there, nigga?
I'm just saying. Where you standing? 1B, 2B? Where we going?
I don't see all that. Oh, you said where I was 1B.
Yeah, you was in 1B.
Okay, so we'll stay in the same category. Like, what's the problem?
I need a challenge.
Huh?
I need a challenge.
Okay. Slide. I mean, because you want to prove that you better than me.
No, just keep going.
I say, I got to be able to spell the motherfucking word. I mean, say the word for you to spell it. So
okay, well, come on. Pick a word. We're wasting time here.
You get on my nerve.
I know.
I mean, you said you wanted something, so I was trying to go.
I mean, just pick a word. Stop right there and just pick a word on that screen right there. Come on. If you can't say it, spell it to me.
I I'll tell you, people are just such.
Okay, well, this is taking too long, so just give my phone back. We're going to go on.
I mean, I was looking for something since.
Give me a science word that you know then. How about that?
I'm trying to look for something that's a real word.
It's words on a periodic.
Tortoise? Yeah.
We got T-O-R, tor, T-O-I-S-E.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. So, yeah, man.
I mean, that was deeper in the little thing. That was like
on the. Let me see what that was. Oh, that was 2B. Come on.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, 2B. That's nothing.
But it was several pages down. It's like 28 pages. It wasn't like page 2.
Yeah, man, I needed something like.
I was trying to stroll, but you kept getting
level
upset.
Level 3B. This is the like words like I can't even say this word.
Okay, but you wanted me to say.
God, dog, you might know this word though. You might be like, oh, I know what that means.
It's okay. We're not the spelling bee champs.
Hell no.
I never was. He said he was, so we gonna
Jesus
let that be
Christ.
What that's gonna be.
Yeah, we ain't have spell words. These words weren't around when I was around.
They were.
We was winning words with lawyer in February and shit like that. That's what we was winning with.
I'm done.
We wasn't spelling nothing like no damn. I can't even pronounce this shit. Dulcinea. Like what the fuck is that? D-U-L-C-I-N-E-A. Somebody out there knows what that means. I don't.
You can Google it.
I don't. So, yeah, man. So, shout out to the young lady,
yeah,
man.
That's awesome.
Script Spelling Bee. Bring it back home. We
first
done invaded another motherfucking. Hey, listen. Y'all quit letting us in y'all shit if y'all don't want us to fucking win it. I'm telling y'all like this now, nigga. We done started winning fucking spelling bees. So, I'm going to tell y'all like this. Hey, all y'all little guys, all y'all little kids who moms, you know what I'm saying, drive the MPVs and the Honda Odysseys and the Toyota Camry vans and shit, y'all better watch out because we coming for y'all.
Camry got a van.
Don't worry about that. Just keep it moving.
Okay. Sorry.
Just keep it moving.
It's like I thought
don't you
sure.
Don't you do that. Don't you correct me. Okay. You just let me roll. We don't check facts over here.
Apparently.
We do not check facts. So like I said, so shout out to her. I gotta ask you, is this a dope idea? I was looking at something, you know, everybody's trying to be more sustainable now and you know what I'm saying, and be all
conscious.
Yeah. So it's a food waste app. It's called Too Good To Go. It saves leftovers from San Francisco restaurants. So as I walk out of a San Francisco grocery train, Luke's Local, on a recent Tuesday evening, I feel an unexpected wave of guilt wash over me. In my hand is a heavy brown paper bag full of 8 pieces of produce, a ham, goat cheese sandwich, a loaf of seeded country bread, a fancy looking almond pound cake, 2 chocolate sea salt cookies, and a pack of pita bread. Somehow I only paid $5.99 for this haul, and it would feed me in various ways for at least a week. So what happened was, the app, it's a 24-hour, you got to order, you know, hold on, excuse me, I'm going to start this over. The app, Too Good To Go, is an anti-food waste company that helps facilitate getting excess food from restaurants and grocery stores to the general public for just $4.99 or $5.99 per surprise bag. Let me ask you a question. It's very sustainable. They say while costing the customer $4.99, each bag is supposed to have a value of at least $15 or $18 for a $5.99 bag. And each bag picked up has at least that or much more is what they're saying. He said he can get about 3 meals out of what he got in the bag for $5.99. So what do you think about this idea right here?
I mean, if they can manage to make sure that it is sanitary and all of that good stuff, I think it'd be a cool little thing to do. I mean, like, you not guaranteed to get the best stuff every time.
Or the stuff that you fucking want.
But I'm like, if you got the subscription, you could share it with friends, so you know what I'm saying. Y'all could figure out.
Nigga, just pay $5.99. It's not a subscription service. It's like, you want some food that day, you pay $5 for it.
Okay. I thought it was like a subscription.
But it's all like, you know, freaking food.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't feel like it's like the worst thing. $5.99. You waste money trying shit in the streets anyway. Like some of that shit you got in your closet that you might have bought that cost you way more than $5.99 that you just don't want to take back because you don't feel like going back to the store. Like you waste that kind of money all the time. So why not stumble upon a jewel for $5.99 and then you actually be like, oh, I was able to do this, this, and this with the food that I got in the little whatever.
I guess
bag.
You
got
to expand your taste when you get there too.
Yeah,
because
you're
like,
going to try it. You're going to try
you're
something
like,
already
it.
In
got
my
this,
house.
I got this goddamn goat cheese. I got to use this motherfucker somehow, some way.
So, I mean, and then you can share it with friends or, you know,
yeah,
different
throw
stuff.
A party.
So it'll be cool.
Make little plates and shit with what you got going on.
I think it'd be a cool idea just to see what you come up with a couple of times.
Hey, man, San Francisco, you, man, they are ahead of the curve over there, man.
If you get disappointed enough times, you can stop ordering the shit. But if you keep, you know, striking it rich, that
you might get lucky. You never know what they threw in the trash that day, man.
Not the trash.
Yeah, I mean, well, what they
what
were.
What they were going to toss
out. Well, what they were
going
to toss out. You never know. You'd be like, ooh.
Yeah. Like
you'd be walking around the grocery store be like, the expiration date's going out on this. I better be looking for the free to go app.
Exactly. See some
good
stuff
to go app or whatever it's called.
But yeah, I think it'll be cool and fun to do. At least try it once. It ain't something that you got to do on a regular basis.
Yeah, as long as they don't include Walmart in this because you don't want Walmart shit. Yeah, you don't want Walmart bullshit. I'm going to be honest with y'all. It's got to be from
quality restaurants. And stores. Walmart can't be on the list.
No, because Walmart going to be trying to get in on this. Walmart going to come around. They're going to be like, what? Niggas is buying old shit that we just throwing away? You mean tell me we can get some money off this shit?
No.
Watch.
No
Walmart going to do that shit. Well, they too scary. Because I used to get mad. Hey, expiration day is expiration day at Walmart. I don't give a fuck if it look good, whatever. That shit got to go. They throw it in. They got a waste trash can just for
it. They need
to
throw some of their employees in the trash because them people is ridiculous at this point. Like,
man, you go in any job reason. Right now, the kids are not fucking working. The people are not doing shit. It is hard. I mean, it is a strain.
No, they playing too damn understand. Much. They playing too much.
I don't get it. They play too fucking much now. They don't want to be fucking employed, or they know they ain't going to be fired. They're like, they need me. I don't know what the fucking the nonchalantness is with these motherfuckers out here
they
now.
They got too many teenagers in these places.
They're the only ones that want to work.
Even with the grown people. Like, I understand you might be mad. Like, this one lady in Walmart, she has the worst attitude. And so I've come to grips with the fact that she just always gonna have a bad attitude if I'm not willing to deal with her attitude.
You talking about the one with the like a science project?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
Now my Sora has some mental issues if you're talking about that one.
No,
and don't
no,
wear no.
no
bra and she looks strange. She looks
no,
like
the
clumsy.
Little short one. She like she always have her ass like wear glasses. That might be the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, she don't wear no bra, but she got some real issues. I mean, like seen mental something. I don't know. But God bless her heart. But nonetheless, this other lady, she looks quite regular. But I realized that she had to work at Walmart during the day and she worked at Lindy's in the evening. Because I messed around and one day stumbled upon her
twice.
At Lindy's. Exactly. In the same damn day. Mm. So I couldn't even forget where I know you from because I already saw her. But yeah, that's why she mean and nasty because she got to work two jobs and she must hate her life because she is very angry all the time. It's like
shit.
It doesn't matter.
Speaking of two jobs, I seen Target hiring for $18 an hour. I might go get me a motherfucking part-time
little
job.
Sidekick.
But they want you, they probably gonna try to work me on the fucking weekends, and that's not
what you try.
Nah, I'm gonna tell them, oh, I work my other job on the weekends, but I can work here doing the, you know, weekend shit.
Yeah.
Well, ain't y'all from your other? Whoa, wait, hey, don't you
start asking.
You're my
part
time job. That means you get a part of my time.
Yeah.
Not a part of it.
And the part that I want to give you.
Yes. At my disposal. So, but shit, you can get about 10 hours out of me a week, 10 to 15.
Yeah.
Max. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely max.
That's it.
Because I need some of that time.
Yeah.
Just to put that out there.
So, you know. But yeah, man. Now hiring signs are still out there, and I don't understand what's going on.
PPP loans still coming out, though.
No, they ain't.
The people are still getting money.
They sending it back and all kinds of shit going on now. Shit's fucked up. Y'all better watch out. If you still holding on for that PPP loan, you better just go ahead and cancel that motherfucking request. Because some shit coming with that motherfucker. If you ain't got it by now, goddamn. And you ain't got no legit business. I'm only talking to the ones out there that's thinking of defrauding the government because they know they can get 20 bands.
Well, I know I done seen some shit.
I done seen some shit, too. And I done, but I'm just telling niggas.
The people is out here. I know somebody who got $70,000. Mm. And... you talking about you doing some kind of catering business or whatever, but you got a damn SUV. You went and bought an SUV. That I don't think that's what you're using that
that's
for.
That's what they say. You can use at least 60% on yourself is what they said. All you got to do is put a magnet on your car that says your business, and you can that qualifies. So all these people you see with all these little pop-up signs in their yard for their little businesses, LLCs, and everybody got these little magnets on their car now. I see the PPP games. I know what y'all motherfucking doing.
I
ain't mad at you. Get over on them motherfuckers. But look, when the wall come crashing down, don't set that GoFundMe up talking about you need some help.
Well, we can't all help you. Because it's too many of them.
We ain't all help you spend it. We seen the pictures of you in Miami, you in Vegas, you in New Orleans,
you in Puerto Rico.
You done bought you some new titties, some new ass, everything going on.
Got some shit sucked out of you.
Because
I done seen a lot of them.
Riding around with that Hellcat. Nigga, I sound like a hater right now. I'm not hating. I really don't give a damn.
I don't either, but I just noticed.
Yeah, we noticed. Just know we know.
That's all.
You ain't get it out the mud, nigga. You got it from Paul.
Hey.
And Peter.
Because them people got it.
Philip.
Because they got it now. I ain't even mad at them because I saw some. They couldn't stay out the sky. Mm. Every time you turn around, 2 weeks go by.
Hey,
they
niggas got stamps
else.
On their passport.
2 weeks go by. Nothing's going
niggas in Mexico
else.
And Tulum. I seen y'all niggas, man. I ain't mad at y'all, bro.
So do your thing, baby.
Hey, that's all I'm saying. I don't know how we got here talking about PPPs.
Hey, I need one.
When we was talking about goddamn dope ideas. Oh. Now, what about this dope idea right here? This is what the article title says. The devil himself. North Carolina man arrested for selling drugs in front of a drug rehab center. My nigga. Genius.
Not.
Robeson County, North Carolina. Robeson County. That's where my granddaddy from.
Okay.
A Robeson County man was arrested Tuesday after deputies say he was caught trying to sell drugs in front of a rehab center. When the complaint first came into our drug diversion division, I was hoping this was a sick joke, Sheriff Bernice Wilkins said. Great investigative work has now led to this arrest for an unbelievable act that I hope and pray leads to a stiff justice being served. David Graham, 37, was arrested after deputies received complaints of a suspicious person loitering in the area of the center, according to authorities. While deputies searched him, a quantity of cocaine, marijuana, drug paraphernalia, and a firearm were located and seized. This is an absolute despicable act to take advantage of the addicted at a location in which they sought help in fighting the devil, Wilkins said. Then the devil himself shows up at the doorsteps of a rehabilitation center with no regard for the human being while only being concerned with the profits, as do most drug dealers, sir. Why do you think they sell fucking drugs? Because they love money or because they want to be able to do a community service and give the dope fiends they dope? Nigga, no. All drug dealers care about is money. Don't ever think they care about the people. I'm going to get into that a little later. Graham was also charged with possession with intent to sell and or deliver cocaine, maintaining a vehicle for a controlled substance, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. You don't say. This nigga was a convicted felon. You don't say. Misdemeanor possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. He is being held at the Robeson County Detention Center on a $250,000 secure bond. Come on, my nigga.
He just selling some dope.
Thank you, man. They ain't have to throw the book at him like that. So I got to know, Queen Germ. Is this genius or is this a dope idea or not?
No pun intended, I guess. Or it probably was. But
absolutely.
I just feel like it's dumb because, for number one, you already know somebody who on their last leg, they gonna be done told the people on you. So that, I mean,
my, you can't trust no fucking junkie now.
Exactly. That's my,
you can't trust no junkie.
You gonna get, like, you gonna get in trouble quicker than you gonna sell a dope. Cause somebody gonna be like, I'm really committed this time. And now you got somebody out here.
Nigga, top lip start sweating.
You know what I'm saying? So they gonna be done going to tell the people about your whole operation. Now you got some who just doing it to be on paper to say that they whatever, whatever. And they might not give a damn that they buying shit from you. And they not concerned about reporting your ass. But you can easily get reported when you right there by the damn rehab place. You can find someplace else to sell that dope at. Like, it's so many other people who smoke dope and ain't got no intentions of quitting. So you go find them and get you some loyal customers.
I already know these niggas in here. I know these niggas. Everybody walking this building got a fucking problem. I mean, so a potential customer.
On paper, in theory, that was smart. But in practice, when you try to test your theory, this was dumb as hell.
At least should have went to a meeting first and seen who was the weakest and see who. Yeah, I'm only been clean for 2 days. Okay, this the one I'm gonna get. I need
you because you already
like
you
I ain't gonna fuck with the one that been clean 6 weeks and he got him a little button, a pin, or whatever the fuck they get, the little coin. Don't, you know, what I'm saying, the little token they get for being clean. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all them, man. Everybody working through an addiction right now. Shout out to y'all, man. I'm smoking on some Durban Funk right now. I'm not working on the addiction, but you know what I'm saying, the addiction is working on me.
Yeah, but definitely.
You know, I applaud this man for his hustle.
Execution.
I mean, setting up a trap house by the rehab, that is amazing.
It's not.
But
it's not amazing.
He should have did a little more recon work on who the ones. Because he probably went and hollered at somebody, like, you know,
somebody
the sponsor
really
and shit. Hey, man. Hey, what are you doing out here, man? These people trying to work themselves clean, man. Get on right. You know, he probably hit the sponsor like, yo, boy, I got that. You know, the sponsor seen that shit and probably went crazy, man. So.
And they had to go in and put him out. And I mean, my thing is, you just dumb because you taking that chance because you already know the environment that you in, and it's an easy way to get hemmed up.
And
so,
and then he in Robeson County, ain't shit down there.
I was about to say that's country as hell.
Country than a motherfucker, like Robeson County. That's like rolling.
That's all they got. It's fucking and dope.
Laurinburg, I think Laurinburg might be in Robeson County, but yeah, that's it. Ain't
so
shit.
People is
ain't nothing to do down there. Ain't no jobs. Like it ain't nothing.
Smoking dope.
Yeah.
And fucking.
Shout out to all them country people. That's all they got to do.
Yeah.
Cause think about it, man. You can't go nowhere. Like, you just.
It's nothing to do. It's like everything too damn far.
Yeah. Like, that shit crazy. Like, I couldn't imagine that shit. I mean, if I had a lot of money and I was ducked off somewhere, then yeah. But if I was just a regular ass nigga.
Regular ass person, nah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, I mean, I'm not a regular nigga because I'm a celebrity and shit. But, you know, outside of that, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, even my son said that. You heard him today.
He said you're a mass
celebrity.
Yeah.
Everybody loves those guys. Everybody loves those guys. So, yeah. But, yeah, I couldn't imagine living in a rural area. I mean, because, you know, it's just so far. Like, I can't
30 minutes to go to a gas station or some shit like that, that shit'll do me in. Yeah. Like, I don't buy, you know, I buy blunts, like, on a daily, play numbers on a daily.
Crazy.
Yeah, you know, so I don't buy blunts on a daily. I take that back.
Almost.
Almost. You know, I've been getting better. I've been buying in bulk, you know what I'm saying, just so I can have
you know you're going to smoke every day. What you need to go to the store every day for? That made me think you going up there to see the people that work in the store.
So, I mean, I got to go to the store.
For the week.
That's too much money invested one time.
You going to play them same damn numbers
still,
the whole week.
Still, though, it's just I can't do it in one time. It's just.
Oh, it makes you feel bad.
Makes me feel bad, exactly, because I never know what could come up. I might can't spend $10 on lottery today. I might have to be like, oh, I need $3 for this or $7 for that or $5 for this. I don't want my last money going on my vices, so that's why I never do that.
Yeah.
It makes more sense. Yeah.
But I don't understand.
I mean, I get it. It's just that I don't want to be like, oh, shit, I ain't got the money for the baby's diapers, but I got this big-ass bag of marijuana.
Okay, but at the same time, if you want to smoke this big-ass bag of marijuana.
I get it, but the baby need diapers on Wednesday.
Okay, well, rinse the baby booty off and wrap it up in a towel.
And look, see, that's a problem. That's a problem.
You can always compromise with that.
That's a problem.
Why is that?
If you're doing that, that's a problem.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's better for the baby any damn way. To use a cloth diaper than a damn diaper that's going to hold some piss on their ass for 2 or 3 hours.
Well, I don't
know. Just saying.
Just saying.
Just saying, my nigga.
So, like I said, I like your idea, Mr. Graham. I like your last name, too.
I bet. that goes with the whole drug thing.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like all these puns tonight. You know what I'm saying? That was just amazing. His name, Graham. He was out there trying to sell some coke. You know what I'm saying? He was in Robeson County. He was trying to rob a son. You know what I'm saying? I could keep it moving. But yeah, man. So we're going to go ahead and move on to the next topic, man. I got to ask you a question, Queen Germ. Do you think they have glamorized thotting? And what I mean by that is, you know, the loose woman, you know, the empowered woman. You know, she's supposed
not
to be
empowered now.
That's what they call it. It's empowering the sexually liberated woman. Do you think they have glamour? You know, the stripper lifestyle.
So you want her opinion first?
I'm asking both of y'all opinion. We do have Princess Germ in the building. She's gonna give her opinion. You might want to pull up a chair. Let me see if I can get you a chair.
Well, to me, I don't really think. I mean, I guess it's in between, but at the same time. It's like, okay, you say glamorizing, but to me, I feel like you got to be able, that's like with anything, you got to be able to see something for you to process the information and see it how you want to see it. Yeah, they're wanting to promote, I would say that, they're promoting a lifestyle of thotting. Like, people want to say, oh, I do this and the man or the men give me money, they give me gifts, they give me enough money, I could pay my bills, I made $38,000 in seconds, and this is what people think is the norm. But in reality, again, that's kind of like the people who make those high dollar amounts are kind of like the guys who make it into the league. It's a few people that's going to make it in percentage wise in comparison to who's really doing it. It's a whole lot of people out here hoeing, thotting, whatever, and they ain't got nothing to show for it. So ain't no need to glamorize the fact that you got niggas calling your phone, but your phone be off every other week.
So let me ask you a question.
Your shit ain't together.
Do you feel any pressure growing up? Did you feel any pressure from that? Like that lifestyle?
No.
Did you feel like you had to do that? Like you feel like, oh, well, they, you know, this, the new raunchy woman that came out when Lil' Kim and Foxy Brown and all them came out. Did you feel like you had to be extra? Dina Howard, you know, this is stuff we grew up with.
I mean, like
with.
We felt the desire to be sexy, to be sexual, but as far as saying that it was pressure, I feel like it is a whole lot more pressure now, because it's like, for one, social media makes things worse.
100% magnifies,
because it's
1,000%.
Like you get to see it all the time, so it's like force feeding somebody these ideas. So
can they show you what they want you to see? The
exactly.
algorithm.
And so it's like everything is in your face. You want to be a, you know what I'm saying, this is the way you gotta live in order to make it, when in actuality, if you a woman and you about your business and you so-called a boss that these thoughts are supposed to be, you would not want to depend on manipulating a situation or a man to get what you want. You would actually really have a hustle. Like, I'm a business person. I'm a this, that, and the other. I'm educated. I do this thing. So it wouldn't be so much of a need for you to depend on your sexuality to get what you want. But of course, being a woman does provide you with certain things as far as the way you move, the way you deal with people. You can get something out of somebody because of those things. But to me, I feel like, yes, promotion of the thought life is on a high in this time period, but it's always been there. It's just not been pushed out there so much as it is in, you know, present day.
Okay, we have young Princess Germ here. So you've been a young lady. Do you feel any pressure from the Megan Thee Stallions, the Cardi B, that imaging that's out there now? Do you feel like, as a young woman, do you feel pressure behind that you have to do that kind of stuff, or that stuff is cool, or that lifestyle is cool? Like, how do you feel about it?
I don't necessarily feel like pressure. I mean, I could just listen to the music and not feel as if I had to do the same stuff that they do.
Okay, so you don't think the music influencing you, or do you feel like I have to look like this model girl, or I have to, you know, are you thinking of, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that? Do you think that is it pressure with y'all young girls now? You know, you see these girls with the perfect body, when y'all see goals, body goals and stuff like that, is that pressure? Like, what is that, you know, how do you feel when you see stuff like that?
For me, it's not pressuring, but I can like see what other girls could be, but not for me.
Because you like your body, or what you think about it?
Yeah, I'm cool with it.
You're cool with it, okay.
Is it like something, is it on your list or in your mind that boys are important, or you need the validation of a guy for you to feel like you special or you have value?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't like boys.
So you like girls?
No, I just don't like care for them.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, interesting. So... well, this is a little dry conversation. Not what I was expecting. I thought you was gonna be a little more animated.
I mean, she just answering your question. You gotta ask her something a little more.
Open ended. What you mean more open ended? How can you get more open ended? Then, you know, do you feel pressure from the imaging? So do you feel like I'm trying to get good questions here out. Do you think it's positive? The music that's out now, I mean, you know, like, do you feel like that? You know, like, how do you feel about the music? Like, does it bother you, or you just can't understand why some people listen to it? Or, like, how do you feel about hearing songs about dudes, like, you know, just...
slapping dicks in faces.
Yeah, and all that crazy, wild shit, like, their girlfriend got a girlfriend, and I killed a nigga this morning, I got girlfriends all across the world, my baby mama this and that. How you feel about that music?
It's just... I don't know. I mean, it's just, like, weird. Like, I don't know. It's just, like, it's just repetitive. And that's, like, the new thing now. But it's not good.
Don't last long either. It's like, you need to listen to something else. Because if you make garbage music, you got to continue to make it. Because I'm going to get tired of listening to your album because it doesn't stick to my ribs.
So it's just really more so that those artists probably have good beats. And so
that's 100% what it is. That's 100%
what they're saying. That's why it can be tolerated.
Is all the beats. Well, so let me ask you a question. Do you ever, like, when you see, like, strippers and everything, like, is that, a profession that you would consider, like, oh, wow, I would want to be a stripper?
No, not myself, but...
Well, you can't speak for nobody else but yourself.
Yeah.
You kind of made me nervous.
Do you think that lifestyle is good? Like, when you think about the fact that they make a lot of money and they just take off their clothes...
They're just dancing. And they're dancing. Just dancing, free.
They just... showing off their body, and they say they make a lot of money. So let's say a stripper is making more money than somebody who's got a doctorate degree. So this girl is coming home with like $300,000 a year, whereas somebody got student loans and
coming home with
$85,000. So then if you say, oh, I'm like, they see you. Oh, girl, you got a nice body. You know, you should come with us to the club tonight. How are you thinking about this thing? Like, you're a college student now. Fast forward a little bit, and you know, you're looking at what could happen in the weekend.
Nobody would know about it. Mom and dad would know.
Go down there to this little
girl. You can make you $300 a night, girl. You ain't got to eat them oodles and noodles. It's amateur night. You get to keep your tips.
No, I wouldn't go.
Why?
I mean, it's just cause, like, I mean, I didn't see like what other people have done in like. How their lives is with it. I mean, I support it, but I wouldn't do it myself because I know, like, the dangers of it and stuff.
Yeah, free will. I mean, you could do it if you want to.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't like that. See, this is my problem right now. I'm conflicted because, A, you know, I have an issue because I have a daughter with them glamorizing this lifestyle. I don't want girls to think, like, I mean, yes, it is an option, you know, for you, but don't let it be your first option. Like, we got some young girls now that's like 10, 12 years old, like, I'm going to be a stripper when I grow up. And it's like, you got time. Like, why would
but
you?
But then I think a lot of times it's about the parenting, too, because, exactly. I mean, Jessica done had kids in their class who said that she wanted to be a stripper when she grew up because her grandma was a stripper and her mama was a stripper.
Family tradition, so is the family business. I mean, like, I don't see nothing wrong with that.
You can't see anything wrong with it because, you know, that's what y'all getting fed off of, and you think that that's the lifestyle. You see how y'all living. Y'all living good. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody wanting for nothing because your mama and grandmama, you know what I'm saying, they did this, they had this lifestyle, so you think that's where you should go. But it's just the thing of, you as a parent gotta give kids options and choices, and that should never be on the list. Like, that should be something that just may happen and to a person, but that's not something that you should have as a goal in life. I want to be a stripper. Like, I think, I thought it was something cute because it was like the attention getter type of thing. I never
did. So you don't think you could do it?
No, I mean, now I definitely can't do nothing. I'm fat. But,
they got clubs for that.
Well, yeah, but I'm over that. I'm over that phase of my life.
So you don't think you could do it one night only? One night only.
Nah. But, I just feel like, you know, it's something that people, I mean, my thing is this. I don't judge people for what they do, and I think that's why you saying it and phrasing it the way you phrased it, Princess Germ. But
PJ.
Yeah, PJ. No. Not at all. But, I mean, like, the way you phrasing it, because the thing is, we have more of an acceptance type of personality. It's like, okay, you grow up, you realize, like, you know, that may not be for me, but somebody else may really enjoy it, and that might be where they would thrive. So I can't knock it because that's your thing. Mm. But in the grand scheme of things, I just feel like women, people, have to realize what their values are and stick to that. It shouldn't be so much of, I'ma just do this because of the bag, and you give up your whole life because of money. And then when you get to a point where you finally have enough money, you can't even deal with the person you've become because you're so far removed from who you were and your initial, you know what I'm saying, principles and things like that. And that's the scary part. Don't let the money turn you out and have you out here doing all kind of strange things, because you still got to look at yourself once you done made this money. So if I made this money and I done did all kind of nasty stuff to get it, I still got to deal with that. And then that's when you see the ones who say they got a drug problem or alcohol problem, because you running from them demons. And that's the thing that you can't never shake. You can't never leave yourself. You here. So you got to remember when I was over here licking ass and toes and noses
the
and
baby's
what?
Still here.
Oh yeah, go ahead, baby. You can go.
Oh, before you leave, you want to shout out anybody?
You want to shout out anybody? Wanna
give out your socials. Hey, listen, Nicki Minaj. If anybody out there knows Nicki Minaj, tell her she need to email me. I need a favor.
But anyway, got one of her biggest fans over.
But anyway, go ahead, give your shout outs or whatever you want to say. You know what I'm saying? No gang signs or nothing like that.
I'm not. I don't have no shout out.
Give me your socials.
No, she don't want to do that. No, oh, she don't need to do that. She's stop it.
I mean, that's what you just said. I'm repeating what you said.
It's no,
just,
but I was going to add on to the thing.
Oh, go ahead and add on.
Yeah, please add on. You don't need to have on. You can't hear anything.
But I was just saying, like, to add on to the, I think the first question about the stuff, like, in the media was getting pushed. I feel like it is getting to a time where it's becoming like a new thing, but I feel like as kids, if you think that you're influenced by like stuff like that, your parents should be like looking out for that, because why are you letting them like listen to that type of music at a young age if they don't know like what's going on? So it could be on the parents' part too.
So you're trying to blame the parents. So
But I mean,
how do I know what you listen to in your earphones?
I mean, I don't know, but if they're younger, then they
how do I know?
You gotta have more supervision.
So you're saying it's supervision. Yeah. Okay, I got you. All right. So everybody's accountable then, huh?
Yeah.
All right, I'm just making sure. I might say don't absolve the kid in this situation now, because he the bad little nigga. He or she is the bad little motherfucker in the situation. And they ain't just always the parent now. I can't help it. I've been working all day. I ain't paying attention. I got to work. I got to come home. I got to cook. So what?
Sure, I got to work too. They got to go to school.
Man, that ain't work.
It is work.
No, it's not. That's the general function of a kid.
No.
Yes. But yes, so thank you. Thank you for sitting in. We appreciate your input.
Thank you.
Fro Nation, that is Princess Germ. You know what I'm saying? She doesn't have a name now because, you know, she's just Princess Germ. But thank you. You can leave now. You're dismissed. Bye bye.
Appreciate you.
You get no royalties for this. None. None. Don't be looking for no check. I know how y'all doing. Y'all little young kids want equality now.
I got a check.
Thank you. Prince of Germ, everybody. So, you heard it from the babe's mouth.
How you gonna ask me if I want to do a one night only?
I mean, you was talking about licking ass and shit, so I ain't think. I said, oh, we going there? I mean, the baby right here, so we going there.
You went to the one night only before then.
But still, though. So, you want to answer the question now that your daughter's gone?
I mean, I would want to.
Today. Now, I'm talking about
right
this.
Right today. With not, this body I got.
Wait, could you do it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I could. I mean, I probably couldn't get on no pole, but I could give you a show.
Would you do it? Not could you. Would you do it?
Yes.
Why? What is it? Man.
Stop. I mean, you want it, right?
I didn't say I wanted it. I'm asking.
Are you going to be in the audience?
No. I ain't going to be there. Oh. It better not be no audience.
Oh, I mean, you said, how am I doing a show with nobody?
You just like everybody else go up there. You going to be performing for other motherfuckers. Could you do it is what I ask you. Would you do it?
I think so.
You wouldn't make it to the damn stage.
I'd be pumped up. And then when I get out there, I'd be like turning around.
Fuck no, I couldn't do that shit either. First of all, I can't dance.
But that's how I know that. That's why I know that those people have to be under the influence. Like that's how so many of them have habits, because that shit right there, it takes a lot to get up in front of people that you don't know and be naked or half naked or whatever. So I could only imagine. But that is something on my bucket list. Like I probably would never do, but it's something that I would have wanted to do. Just because it's like you sit on stage, you got all the attention on you. It's like, hey, da 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 da. I mean, and then you're not having sex with the people. It's like you're just taking off your clothes and you're going about your business. You didn't violate nobody, or they didn't have to violate you. Get that money. And it ain't even about the money for me. Like I said, it's just really like the having everybody's attention, having the capability of arousing all these people.
Man, fuck and that shit.
That's just one of those things.
Fuck that.
I mean, you a nigga, so you would be a gay nigga if you were, and nothing wrong with that, but I'm saying you would definitely be gay if you think that you as a man would be shaking and thrusting people. So
I mean,
no.
if what if you
all
only dance with women?
Male strippers are gay.
Not all of them.
All of them. Well, they could be bi, but they are not straight men. They are not.
Well, we're not about to jump down that rabbit hole. I got to ask you a question, Queen Germ. I've been seeing this online. You even mentioned it one time. You said something about love language. What is love language?
It's the way that you perceive and interpret the love, basically. Mm-hmm. I mean, so it's like you have... What, the acts of kindness, the words of affirmation, or what have you. You got affection and things like that. I mean, I think it's like five or six of them.
So where did this shit come from?
I mean, it's probably some white person, of course.
Do you think your grandma and granddaddy had a love language?
No. I mean,
do you think your mom and daddy had a love language?
It doesn't
so
matter.
Why? Hold on. No. So why in this generation have they invented this motherfucking love language
because
shit?
Because people are trying to save y'all relationships.
Grandma and granddaddy been together for 50, 60 years.
And yours slept in a different room. So that obviously.
But they was together.
They just tolerated each other. And that's what people are trying to do. They're trying to get more out of the relationship. It ain't nothing wrong with old people doing what old people did. But when you know better, you do better. So
if
me and you connecting, me telling you what I need for me to perceive that I am being loved.
You think
loved,
your grandma went to your granddaddy and said, baby, I think. And I'm just asking questions here. I'm not cutting you off. I'm going to let you finish. But I'm just saying we're having a dialogue here. So go ahead.
You said you don't think my grandmama.
You think your grandma went to your granddaddy and said, I need you to know how to love me. You think that happened? No.
No. Oh, no. You know why? Because back in the day, women didn't have a choice and women needed men. And therefore, back in the day, a woman was glad and thought that she had a good man because he came home every goddamn day and he brought that check home. So you didn't cause no problems. You didn't do that. But you know what happens? When y'all let the ladies come out the house and we start doing work, then therefore, we don't need your ass. So I really want a companion. I don't just want a nigga that's paying some bills and letting me live
here. Oh, so that's
here
what the problem was.
Kids.
We let y'all out the house.
I'm just going to say it how
So fellas, so we need to kill this love language shit. We need to send their ass back in the fucking house.
You can't. The fact of the matter is niggas ain't willing to do what niggas need to do to have a housewife. So ain't no need for you to send me back home. What you going to send me back home for? That don't make no sense. I'm going to go home and do what? Churn by the big room. So you going to have me to sit down just so that I won't talk about love
something.
Languages?
I guess start knitting or something.
I ain't going to knit a damn thing.
Baking. Aunt B ain't had no damn job. What she did? Andy was now opium now. Child, Andy was grown as hell.
Now you going to the people's story. I'ma just tell you that's what it is. People are out here in these streets and we want real companions. We don't niggas ain't just killing shit. Y'all ain't hunting and bringing dragon shit.
Go to the grocery
home
store.
And, oh, child, please. The fact of the matter is you gotta be willing to yield to the fact that these people, everybody wants to be loved. And the thing is, if you just happen to be a simple person, and there's nothing wrong with being simple, you just want the ordinary things. Mm-hmm. So if you content with the fact that, hey, a nigga come home every night, they give me some ass. Okay, we in love. I love her. Okay, that works. But for one of the people in the relationship, that might not be enough. They might want to hear their person say, I love you every day. I'm said person. Some people want all the stuff. Like, for me, I don't mind gifts, but I'm not somebody who needs, like, elaborate gifts. That's mm-hmm. not my thing. So that's another thing on there that, you know, the people may like. So they like gifts. They like, you know, all of that type of stuff. And then, you know, you want to be affectionate. You ain't got to tongue me down in the street, but if you hold my hand when we go in the grocery store, that just makes me feel so important. Mm. And like I say, a part of the reason why I need so many different ways to affirm the love is because of the fact that I love attention. Like, attention is something that really drives me. Like, I love people. That's that's another thing, like I said, with the whole stripper fantasy, I guess, I mean, it's not going to happen.
It's not.
I'm just saying, just trying to find the connection between those things is the fact that...
So you glamorizing stripping. So you think stripping is attention?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, but I'm not saying I'm not glamorizing. I'm just saying that would be something that is appealing to me. And what I'm saying is the love that I need, it has to come in multiple forms because I need it. Because I love attention. Mm-hmm. And to get those things, I feel like, okay, my man is holding my hand in public. And you know what I'm saying?
The people second time you mentioned that, man. Something must have happened.
People know that we together. Like, that's cute to me. And when I'm denied these types of things,
so the wedding band don't mean shit.
No, because niggas will holler at you with a wedding band on. Like, what is
niggas will holler at you while you hold hands with your nigga.
No, most yes, niggas they will. Won't. Most
niggas will. Yeah, it depends. If it's like more than three of them, oh nigga, they don't give a fuck. They'll holler at you. Oh, nigga, he with a girl. I don't give a fuck, nigga. Nigga would say that shit, man. So don't.
They might just like, damn, this lady.
The more it is, the more disrespectful they're gonna be, man. Yeah. So that's just how you gotta be.
It's possible, but I'm just saying that's what it is. That's how I love.
What do you believe?
So what your thing is? You don't care about nothing.
What you mean? Do I have a love language?
Yeah. What's your love language? What you like?
I don't know. I don't never think about no shit like that.
I'm saying what makes you feel that I love you, or
I don't
anybody
know.
Loves you.
I don't know.
See,
I really,
that's something that you need to think about and evaluate.
I was reading a spiritual word, this thing sent in by, not a spiritual word. Spiritual word is the name of the Instagram account.
Oh,
calm down. And it was saying men are sharing things they wish women knew about them. Now, before I read some of these, I'm going to let y'all know these are some of the motherfucking softest ass niggas I ever seen in my fucking life.
See, that's why men can't.
I'm just going to let y'all know that these are some of the softest niggas I've seen in my life.
It's okay to be soft.
One, just because I'm not talking doesn't mean I'm not enjoying my time with you. Two, we actually really want to be complimented too. A 60-year-old woman complimented me 5 years ago, and it still makes me feel good, which just shows how little we get compliments. Niggas want compliments now? Niggas want compliments.
But y'all don't want the women to take y'all Father's Day, so apparently y'all want something.
Mm. We aren't great with hints. Communication is king. Now, I do agree with that one.
Well, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to lie. I'm going to lay it out for you. I'll send you the damn links for the shit I want.
What about this one? When we tell women that we don't know how we feel about something, it's usually true. And we generally don't understand how we're supposed to feel. I personally wasn't allowed to express emotions growing up, and it turned into me not being able to understand my emotions. Nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you? I really like to hang out with my friends because I love them, not because I don't want to spend time with you. What?
So you don't love me?
See, nigga, you see how you set yourself up with that one, nigga? See? Sometimes men just don't get hard. It's not you. It's many things, from lifestyle and diet to stress and anxiety. Please try not to take it as a sign of lack of attraction or affection. Sometimes it just happens. A motherfucking man, brother.
I'm the kind that I'm going to make it get hard if I want it. So
I'm
going to have to do something about that.
Men have emotions, and there are points where we need to cry. Tears happen not just from pain, but also from joy. Listen to these guys, man. Oh, fellas, this is what this guy said. It's okay to make the first move. Guys can be shy, too. Come talk to me instead of me staring at you, instead of staring at me. So this is the type of nigga like you take his drawers off and shit. He arches back so you can take his drawers off. Then this guy, we don't know where we want to eat either. Nigga, most guys got a go-to place that, you know, fuck it, I just go there. You know what I'm saying? So don't do that. And listen to this guy. We like random gifts, random hugs, and random signs of affection and love. Sometimes just a cup of coffee in my favorite mug is enough to convince me it's going to be a good day. Like this nigga here, man, come on, bro. Just sometimes, I mean, hey, these niggas are beat the fuck down. This nigga said a cup of coffee just made, that was old Peter Wolf right there.
Sometimes it's the simple things. It's the little things.
Listen to this one. A boner doesn't always mean I'm horny. Sometimes it just pops up out of nowhere. Interesting.
I like that.
Please ask us out. It makes us feel wanted and loved. Yo, where they find these niggas at? Playing hard to get does not work at all. A fucking man, brother. Don't play hard to get, ladies. Don't do that shit.
Yes, it is.
If you already got your mind, you gonna mess with the nigga or whatever. Don't make that nigga jump through hoops and hurdles.
I mean, but it's good because you gotta earn something. I just don't have to lay down and let you take me.
Damn.
What's wrong with y'all? Y'all don't want to work for shit.
If you don't want to hear the truth about something, don't ask me to tell you the truth, because I'm going to tell you the truth every time. That sound like a real nigga right there. Damn. Sometimes men just need some alone time. Respect that.
Sometimes women need some alone time. Shit, we people too.
We can be uncomfortable with unwarranted physical contact as well.
Nigga, what contact you getting that you don't want?
Some girl just grabbing his meat. Like, hey, baby, I ain't want you grabbing, you know, like, come on.
Child, please. You better lay down and let her grab it.
Tell us more about what you like in bed. Wow. We really don't care about makeup and just want you to be healthy and happy. Any guy who wouldn't be attracted to you without your makeup on is a shitty person. Amen, brother. Fuck that makeup shit.
You like it.
Oh, man. And then the last one, MJ's favorite. Sometimes we want to be the little spoon.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
So, yeah, man. So, these are the type of niggas that's out here for you, ladies, man. I'm sorry. But, yeah.
It's only one you.
You know what I'm saying? I'm taking. So, we talked about toxic femininity. We talked about these soft-ass niggas. It's time for TV talk. The Shy is Bite. What you think, Queen Jern?
I don't know what's going down. The people in the little house situation, y'all got the trap house
Trigg and his girl, they went in there and saved the little human trafficking house and turned it into what they call it.
Trap house.
Trinity's house or something is what they call it now.
After the young lady that died.
After the one, yeah, that got killed. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they solved that issue. But they still got the community policing project going
on. And that's a mess.
Where, you know, the same couple that been fighting all year, finally it went down. She called her brother over there. Her brother and the boyfriend got into it, and a gun came out. A scuffle ensued. Boyfriend took gun, killed brother. So now we got a murder in our defunded police zone, and now we got a problem.
Got a serious problem. That's what I'm saying, because the niggas ain't ready for no police. That's the thing. Like, and if nothing else, this is just showing y'all that y'all can never live without the police, because niggas is not going to act like they got no goddamn sense.
You see, it's a hard job for the police to do. Like, nigga, them niggas just showing up, putting their life on the line
Like, just like the brother did.
Yeah.
And didn't get to come home, and you wonder why they shoot y'all ass when they come up there.
Yeah, yeah.
At the first 5 seconds. I ain't saying that's right that they
doing it, but I'm just saying.
It ain't cool, but I'm just saying. It ain't cool. Come on now.
We need better training for the police.
They got to have better training, but niggas got to have better training. Niggas, for
yeah, you just can't be out there with no training thinking you just going to de-escalate a situation and all that shit popping off.
But the regular niggas got to learn how to handle
a situation. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I need to learn how to handle the situation.
Saying, not trig them, though. I'm talking about trigging them. I'm talking about the brother. First of all, it's the sister fault. Okay, so girlfriend.
True indeed.
Girlfriend ain't had no business bringing her brother over there. You and your man been fighting for years. What make the day any different? You don't need to bring your brother over there, because even if the brother beat his ass as you were requesting him to do, you was going to be with the nigga in 2 days. Yeah, so you putting somebody else's life in jeopardy, which you done going to end your brother life per the show.
Mm-hmm.
But it happens all the time in real life.
100%. And it's like so many niggas lost their life.
Daddies, uncles, whoever's in the mix of your bullshit. And now you got to deal with the fact that this person is gone or hurt all because of some bullshit you put them in that you knew you wasn't leaving that man. Mm. So my thing is, y'all just got to realize, like, that right there is foolishness. But okay, so we got her doing her dumb shit. Brother dies. Whatever finna fall out about the boyfriend. We'll see, I guess, in an episode or two. Then you got Keisha over here talking about she want her baby back and decided the whole mystery of naming the baby, which was cute. I liked it. She was gonna name him Ronnie after the man who saved her life. So that was kind of cute.
Which Ronnie you named him after? The war? The one that went to war, or the post-war Ronnie? The post-military. I hope you ain't named him after bum-ass Ronnie, because that child destined for disaster.
Well, it's her child, so it's going to be a mess regardless. Cause...
And if I was the woman, I'd be like, hold on, that's my motherfucking baby.
I mean, like, they must have not signed no papers or something.
Shit. Hey, they could have. We would have had to sign some goddamn papers early. Like, you back out of this, you owe me, like, all the money back that I spent on this motherfucker.
She might have, I don't think that lady did nothing.
Because you ain't have no motherfucking Medicaid having a baby in the swimming pool in the living room.
You know, so
ain't have no goddamn Medicaid. You was supposed to be on Medicaid having that baby at a Chicago Memorial. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all over there having it in the middle of the house.
Had a doula and all that shit and all that, midwife and all that. Hey, I paid for that.
But she the one wanted that mess.
Who?
Tabitha Brown.
Because I paid for it. Now you ain't got. I need my fucking money back.
Hey.
You supposed to have that baby the regular way. That ain't my kid. Same. Shoot. I'll be pissed off. But so moving on to the kids. Papa's now schooling Jake on what to do. You know, Jake turned into Ricky Romance. You know what I'm saying? Papa got him. He wanted to ask, what's her name?
Gemma
out to the dance. And, you know, Papa, oh, this is how you do it. Do this. And he brought up that love language shit. And I said, see, Papa, that's why you're going to be forever single, nigga. You 13, 14, you talking about love language, nigga.
But I'm saying that's fuck the, out that's of here, Papa.
You single, nigga. Your girl left you. Apparently, you don't know shit about love language. Like Jake told him. How the hell a nigga just got dumped telling me how to get a girl, nigga? Like, come on, man.
I'm saying, like, niggas got to be more in tune with what the person want. If somebody telling you, like I say, I'm giving you the game.
We talk about the shot right now.
You ain't even got to think about it, though.
But still, though, it doesn't register like that. It just don't.
Why not?
Because it doesn't.
Like, what's wrong with you?
It don't register like that. Okay. I'm sorry. I have to look at it. I have to look at it another way. Then, you know what I'm saying? Like, just telling me, like, you know.
So that why don't you care?
I do care. It's just that, you know, I don't know how. See what I'm saying? It's a difference when you don't know how.
But if I'm telling you that all I need from you to do is every morning.
But you don't know how to do that.
To tell me I love you.
Okay.
Why won't you do it?
I do it every morning. So don't do that. Don't.
I'm using that as an example, sir. Okay, don't be all in your feelings.
I was triggered. I was attacked because I begin to attack so much on the show that anytime I feel like you do, you know what I'm saying?
If you're wrong, then that's what's going
to
happen.
Emmett and what's his girlfriend name? Tiffany, they went to a little fucking swingers party, and I just see destruction for Emmett and them, man. Emmett,
they doing too much.
Yeah.
They doing too much.
You got too many people in your marriage, man. You newly married, and you already, y'all fucking everybody else. Like, this shit is not going to last. But sometimes that's just how marriages work, though. So, you know what I'm saying?
Some people.
If that's how they work, that's how they work, man. So, Emmett's mom, I mean, it seemed like she only had cancer like 3 days, but she looked like she didn't have cancer for, like, she been through in and out of chemo, battling, remission and everything. Like, she is falling apart. Like, she went from having a knot on her titties, having the best sex in her life, to looking like...
I'm done.
Goddamn...
Don't say nothing stupid.
I ain't gonna say nothing then.
Yeah.
Because it was gonna be stupid. Mm-hmm. It was. So I just stopped. I just stopped.
And I thank you.
Yeah, so... Go check out The Chi, man. The writing on The Chi... just kind of predictable, kind of cheesy. You need to
do what the mayor got going on. The mayor asked Trigg to be his protection on this one.
Basically, he asked him for protection when he left the hospital, when he's still kind of in the streets and shit, because he the one that got them to shut down the flop house. And then then he went to him after Trigg, after the shooting happened. Trigg went to his house, I guess, to report or whatever. So I don't know what's going on with that, but Chi, every Sunday, check it out. Showtime. Next up, we watch Beyond the Pole.
Yeah, the pole people.
So what'd you think about this week's show, Queen Jern?
I just want them to go somewhere. They need rehab. Those people are pitiful. Like,
the woman said she want to start her business, so how's she going to start her business doing
she
a one night
back
only?
To the strip
she going back to the pole. It's been 10 years.
Now, you know good and damn well.
But hey, she
her and her crew say all you got to do is get back on. It's like riding a bike.
Yes, sir. So she said she's taking it back. Gigi is taking it back to the to one night only. She's going to have a star-studded event. You know what I'm saying? Raise money for her business. You know what I'm saying? Because she can cook. You know what I'm saying?
So well.
Yes, she can cook so well. Everybody said her food the bomb. So shout out to Gigi making it back on the pole.
Meanwhile, these hoes been eating in the strip club for years.
Hey.
So, I don't know.
Lyric and her new best friend Dime, their whole little situation. I know it's gonna come to an end quick. From one, the previews, and two, I just knew both of them was fake as fuck, and two fake ass people are just gonna be fake to each other. So
how did you feel about the girl getting the car delivered to somebody?
Why would I get a car delivered to me to a party that I'm going at? Like, that makes no sense. If I'm at a party at 12 Cow House, because 12 Cow he lives on that. I mean, listen, first of all, the security outside of 12 Cow to get into the neighborhood is amazing. So if I'm at a party at 12 Cow House, why would I get a car delivered, or whoever bought a car for me, why would they get it delivered to the party? I'm only going to be at the party for a little while. And then B, didn't I already drive here?
So
is the person,
I got two cars.
So is the person, did the person drive my car to deliver and gonna take my old car back with them? Like, how does this work?
Yeah, the logistics wasn't worked out.
Because if this is my house, I'm like 12 Kyle get mad. I mean, even though it's like, you know, he got a 12 car garage. I mean, he's 12 Kyle, 12 cars. You know what I'm saying? He ain't got room for 13. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
we weren't playing for that.
Yeah, he wasn't playing for that shit. So it's just like, that would be rude. But yeah, I just...
So do you think, like the girl said, do y'all think it was all hype? Was it real? Is it rented? Is it
100%. It's some nigga you just met, and he buying you a Mercedes-Benz, a used Benz at that, you know what
but
I'm saying?
But y'all can't keep saying that. Like, it's new to her. Like, why are we flexing on the fact
that
it's
hate.
A used
that's
vehicle?
Hate.
Like,
that's
you,
hate.
You
that's
can't
how you
be
hate.
Mad.
That's how you hate.
Like, my used vehicle probably top of the line in comparison to your new vehicle.
Mm-mm. I got a 2021 Toyota Camry.
But that's what I'm saying.
You got a 2020 used Mercedes-Benz. Psh.
That's better.
Come on. Stop it.
I mean, like I said, bother me. But the crazy part to me was the heifer went to the door with the damn strap on.
Hey.
That was the crazy part. You run into the door. Like,
she was ready to use that strap on one of them girls.
She was. She already had untold y'all.
Yeah. She was trying to get old Milk Marie. Like, touch it. Ooh, touch it. Like, she wanted her Milk sitting over there like, I'm like, Milk. Come on.
We
now.
Already know if you've been a stripper for more than a day.
Come on now.
You done touch all kinds
of course,
of
you
shit.
Said everybody in Atlanta know who you are. She was like, I ain't never did that. She's like, oh.
If the people know you, they ain't know you for that shit there. They know you for
Milk
busting
Marie.
That shit wide open.
Yes, sir.
So
but yeah.
Y'all can play the games that y'all want to play.
White girl, Empress is still smoking.
She retarded.
She's still
retarded.
Smoking, and it's just her situation.
She shouldn't have no friends.
She came through with a lace front wig on, and I just thought it was funny to see a white woman with a lace front, an obvious lace front.
She looked ridiculous.
Yeah, it was terrible.
And then she want to sit there and try to get sympathy from people because she want to say,
why you went in my baby shower?
But then at the same time, why you got a baby from your baby daddy brother? You looking real hoish out here in these streets. Like, I don't give a damn that the nigga is locked the fuck up. First of all, you should have got your tube side when you was probably on baby number four. But now here we are, baby number seven, and you want all the love and all the rights to do what
nigga,
you want to do.
Nigga, nobody give a damn. Who cares? Got seven kids. Like, yo.
I'm talking about in seven baby daddies.
Yeah.
That's the part that I don't understand.
Y'all got a tribe over there.
But you worrying about who coming to a baby shower. You didn't have a gender reveal.
Where your family was at?
For none of your other babies.
Where your family was at?
Thank you.
This kid got a family. Where they at? They not here.
Because some people don't support what you got going on either.
I don't think, but only two of these be with me at the time of birth. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn. So why do you care about fake people?
Yeah, that was just like, for one, you need to get your life together because your shit is really rocky over there. But I don't understand the girls. They very strange. I mean, it was okay at first. We was trying to get to know the storylines and this and that. But then it's just like, they have so much drama surrounding them. Like, y'all dragging this thing out about the gender reveal. Okay, the girls who supposed to didn't like each other are supposedly so much of friends, and they kind of almost flirting with each other. So it's just like, it's so many different things that's going on. But the poll people, they're quite peculiar. That's all I got for it.
Mm. So, yeah, go check out Beyond the Poll Thursday nights on Wii. It's very ratchet. Get in tune. You know what I'm saying? As the young kids say, get in tune.
Okay.
Well, that's all for TV talk. We tried to watch. Well, it ain't all for TV talk. Let's just bring this up real quick. We tried to watch that movie with Benny the Butcher called Conflicted, and I just couldn't do it. It was just your hood movie times 1,000. Like, I've seen the movie a million times. Like, just different parts of hood movies spliced together, and the acting was terrible. So, I couldn't even make it. It was like, well, we made about 30 minutes in, 40 minutes in, we stopped. So, Conflicted. I mean, maybe it was just the time I was trying to watch it. I mean, but first glance, yeah, it didn't make it. So, that's all
so
for
we going to try to finish the rest of it?
We'll try to finish the rest of it, man. You know, we ain't going to do them like that, man.
I mean, I try to look at the little hood show.
But sometimes that hood shit be hard to watch, man.
Yeah, it moves. It's moving very slow.
And then it was like 2-hour movie. I said, why the fuck is this movie 2 hours long?
I think it's just 1 hour and 45 minutes.
Man, shit. That's a long ass time for a hood movie.
Yeah.
Hood movie's like 120, 125.
The way that shit was shaping up, it should have been like 112.
Yeah. About 72 to 85 minutes. That's about what you get for a hood movie.
Before I tap out.
Well, it's Queen Germ's favorite time of the show. It's Bad Black Cinema. Bad Black Cinema, the BBC as we like to call it around here, is with me and Queen Germ, who are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. We did not take drama classes. We don't even have SAG cards. But every week we come here and we do a little improv for you guys. Now, the situations could either be made up by me or sometimes the viewer send them in. Last week we had a viewer send in. This week is the one we was going to do last week. So, are you ready, Queen Germ?
I'm ready.
And the situation is this. Cop pulls over woman. You want to be the cop? Or I'll be the woman? You want me to? Okay. I'll be the cop. Are you ready?
I'm ready, sir.
Action. Woo, 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 woo. Ma'am, could you pull over to the side of the road, please? Ma'am, pull over to the side of the road. Ma'am, could you roll the license registration, please?
Hi, sir.
Do you know why I pulled you over tonight?
No, I don't.
Ma'am, you were going 56 in a 55. And it seemed like you were swerving from lane to lane. And I think you were on your cell phone. Matter of fact, I don't think I'm saying you were on your cell phone.
Do you see the model of my car?
I see the model of your car, ma'am.
So you don't believe that I got Bluetooth in this car?
Okay, ma'am, but what did I do?
I went on my phone, and then you said I'm doing 1 mile over the speed limit. That's no reason to pull me over.
Ma'am, the speed limit is 55.
And you said I'm doing 56.
So, ma'am, technically, were you speeding?
No.
How are you not speeding if you were going 56 and a 55?
Okay, so if we can calibrate the speeding device that you detected my
ma'am,
speed
my,
on.
Ma'am, my thing is calibrated, ma'am.
Okay, well, we need to make sure. We don't know that. So you say 56, and you say
ma'am,
the
license and registration, please, ma'am. First of all, you're doing a little.
I've handed.
No, ma'am, license and registration. You're doing a little too much talking.
Just go in and run it.
Thank you, ma'am. I'll be right back in a minute. Ma'am, it seems to come back that. Are you the owner of this vehicle?
Yes, I am.
Uh-huh. Because the name on your ID isn't the same name on the registration. Have you getting married or something? Or is this car in somebody else's name? Your baby daddy or something?
See, now you're minding my damn business.
I'm just asking, ma'am, because...
Is it the same first name?
Ma'am, please, I'm your friend here. You just bring, you're not. Just bring it down, man. Sometimes just bring it down, ma'am. I'm not here to, you know, we.
I'm trying. Let's to just get everything set out
real quick, so, ma'am. You so were just speeding.
Go ahead and tell me, I was not.
You were speeding, ma'am. I was not. So, ma'am, listen. So I tell you what, ma'am. I'm gonna write you a ticket for speeding. And
what's the speed?
Ma'am, please let me talk. Cause if you interrupt me one more time, I'm gonna have to ask you to step out of the vehicle and give you a ticket. For,
you got to have me to step out of the vehicle yes, and give
ma'am.
Me a ticket?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Because you seem a little aggressive.
That sounds quite problematic.
First of all, ma'am, let me ask you a question. Is there any guns in the car? Anything might hurt
No.
me? Okay, well, ma'am, let me ask you to step out of the vehicle, please.
No.
Why? You don't want to step out of the vehicle?
What's the reason for me to step ma'am. Out? You said you're going to give me a speeding ticket. Give yes, me my but ticket now, so I now can
you're
go
acting,
home.
You've been acting real aggressive. You're moving around. You shake your eye like you got I'm drugs not. On you, ma'am.
I don't.
You sure you don't have any drugs on you, ma'am?
I'm sure.
You look like you have some drugs on you, ma'am. You know, I know y'all
what
like
to smoke. What does that look like? Because I'm black?
Yes.
Because I'm black.
Y'all like to smoke that weed, ma'am.
Well,
so.
I don't like to smoke weed. I have a real job.
Okay, ma'am. So what that mean? I have a real job. I know some people that smoke weed with real jobs. What does that mean, ma'am?
Just what I said. I have
okay,
a real
ma'am.
Job.
But see, I asked you to step out of the vehicle. You still talking.
I don't want to step out of the vehicle. I don't feel safe.
Ma'am,
stepping out of the vehicle. Can you write me my ticket so I can go home?
Ma'am,
it is dark.
Ma'am, if you don't step out of the vehicle, I'm going to pull you out of the vehicle, ma'am. I've asked you several times to step out of the vehicle. You're acting real shady like you got drugs in the car. And I asked you where's the gun. You said maybe. So, ma'am.
Now you are creating
ma'am, are you
story.
Saying I'm making a bit? Ma'am,
yes,
my body camera is running the whole time.
Run it.
And I'm letting you know, run that
beautiful bean footage, brother.
Cut.
But I tell you, that ain't what the hell that is.
Bad Black Cinema, y'all. I was trying to get her to be aggressive, but she was trying to be nice.
I was trying not to get shot and dragged out my car.
You're supposed to get shot. You're supposed to get shot right there. Yes, you're supposed to get shot right there.
I guess so.
Yes, Cinema. Then that didn't happen. The black woman giving no cop that much talk and she live. Are you crazy? Come on now, the cop.
But you said get out the car. I told you I wasn't getting out of the motherfucking car.
See, that's
you could have came and said do whatever. Here I come snatching you out. So hell.
I wanted you to get a little more aggressive. I couldn't just snatch you out when you was being nice and polite with my body camera running. I need you to start cussing or something. Get the aggressive black woman. You ain't do that.
Okay.
So I wouldn't be able to justify this killing on camera.
Oh,
goddamn. What's your boy? Okay. Hey, you seen your boy? It might be on your win or lose. I'll talk about it later.
It's not.
It's time to read some rap lyrics, y'all.
That's you this week.
Be Easy. This is Be Easy's favorite segment. He loves when we read rap lyrics. So shout out to Be Easy.
I think he loves this.
He loves it. Be Easy loves it. He said, I love the reading the rap lyrics. He said he loves it. He said it, man. He said it. He said that's his favorite one, man.
Okay, well, we doing this for Be Easy.
So we'll read rap lyrics over here. What we do, we read them in our professional voice, our office voice, our, you know, some white people around. So let me switch up a little bit voice. And that's the gimmick. Ain't no more to it. You ready, Queen Jern?
And then you lay it over some music.
Yeah. And, you know, don't tell about them how to match. Don't tell how the sausage is made. Queen Jern, you just...
They're going to hear it.
But they don't understand how the sausage is made. You can't just be giving out the recipe. You like...
Okay, well, just go. I apologize.
I thought I was adding something to the program. Yeah, you was adding, giving away our sauce. Can't give away the sauce.
My apologies, chef.
Well, it's my week to read, so here we go. Brought out the pink Lamborghini just to race with China. Brought the Wraith to China to race in China. Little bad Trini bitch, but she mixed with China. Real thick vagina, smuggle bricks to China. I tell all my niggas, cut the check, bust it down, turn your goofy down, pound. I'ma do splits on it, yes, spits on it. I'm a bad bitch, I'ma throw fits on it. I'ma bust it open, I'ma go stupid and be a ditz on it. I don't date honey, cookie on tsunami. All my niggas wife me once, they get that good punani. I think he need a Bonnie, I might just let him find me. Never trust a big butt and a smile. Word to Ronnie. Rep Queens like Supreme. Ask Web and Nitty. Ask Bimmy and Joe. Nigga, run me my dough. Risk game is freezing. Like it wait in the cold. Nickname is Nikki, but my name ain't Nicole.
All right.
That
See,
was
like
the,
you like that.
That was the ghetto poet laureate known as Nicki Minaj with her hit with Yo Gotti. I think it's a Rack It Up or something like that. Okay. Rack It Up or something. I don't know. One of them songs.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah, Rack It Up, Rack It Up, Rack It Up, Rack It Up, whatever he's saying in that song. Good. But yeah, man, so check it out. Queen Germ turn next week. Hopefully we'll find her a good one, and it'll be just as good as this one. It's HBCU confession time. HBCU confessions, where I go to their Twitter, grab some tweets, show them to Queen Germ, and this one is a little wild one, and it goes a little something like this. I fucked this Sigma the other night. And when I tell you baby boy had my dick and ass throbbing, he really knew what he was doing. Jackson State. Queen Germ, react.
I'm trying to understand how he got the dick throbbing and the ass. Like, what are we doing here? Like, okay, I can understand the ass. He fucking you in the ass, but your dick throbbing from doing what? He's sucking it that hard?
I have nothing to offer on this one.
I mean, I'm just trying to understand how this goes
nothing
together.
Nothing to offer on this
one. I don't know.
That dude, hey.
Like,
I said, whoa.
Ass, we, I mean, like, is
I said,
he the
whoa.
Only one in the room?
I said, let me screenshot this one for they throw this one, for they delete this one. I said, I can't believe I seen this one. I said, I got to say this one for the show. This one is wild. Cause,
I mean, I salute you when you're doing all that. So hey. That's what we're doing these days. But I'm going to need... I'm gonna need you.
Shout out to all the Sigmas out there.
Don't do that, cause this ain't Sigmas. He shouldn't.
He out there putting in work. He putting in work. He left it with the butt and the dick throbbing. That bussy.
Oh God. I mean, if that's what the children are doing these days,
hey,
I just bruh, don't understand like,
these
why
niggas
they
wild
really
as
need
fuck,
to see all that. But I feel like they be doing too much. I just really do. Like, why you had to put the man whole fraternity out there?
Why? For what? What it had to do
like,
with
how
it?
How did that add value?
I mean, I guess they put giving value to the Sigmas. Like, yo, like, them niggas put it down.
No,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's
hey.
Not, that's not what the people
hey, mean. That's what they saying. But nah, none of the Sigmas I know like that. So, I mean, you know.
I mean, even if they were, that's not the case. My situation is the fact that you talking about you done let somebody bust you wide open and they got the front and the back throbbing. I'm just not understanding what's happening here.
So, all the Sigmas at Jackson State getting the side eye right
exactly.
now. It's one of
that's
y'all
not
niggas.
Okay.
It's one
that's
of y'all
not
niggas.
Okay.
But you know, it is what it
you
is.
You better tell the people to take them damn letters off and
nah,
do bro. The dog.
It is what it is. Oh, exactly. Oof. What if he had a brand on and nothing he could do about it?
No, there's nothing he could do about
he
it.
He's like, yo, I seen that brand. I know what I touched.
Hey, it's either a Q or a Sigma.
Yeesh. Well, if y'all like those, y'all go check them out
some
on
of
Twitter.
The other ones get them too, bro.
Yeah, I was about to say, come on now.
I'm saying most of them don't. The only people who really get them traditionally
the hardcore
are Qs
ones.
And
yeah.
No, it's not about hardcore.
Yeah, the hardcore ones, because I know some alphas with brands. I know
some of them.
I know some kappas with brands.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so they do. But I just don't see what the purpose is. But
God, that's hardcore. Like, them
it's
niggas.
It's not
is,
hardcore. Like,
yes.
It don't even take but a second.
Nigga, that is, but that's a life altering. Like, nigga, that shit hurt.
I'm sure it
you're
hurts,
burning your
but
flesh.
You think
that's how much you love your
there,
frat or.
Then
you like, ooh, I love that shit.
One and done. So it's like, yeah, it's hurting. For
then the healing process.
Hey.
Then you got to see that shit. Oh man, dude, what you mean a one and done? That
I'm
shit can get infected.
One and done to get on there.
Yes.
Well, that's the chance.
And it just to sit there and get the nuts to do that shit. Hey man, if anybody got a brand, if anybody listens to the show, and they got matter of fact, I know one. I'm gonna call one right now and see what he says. I'm gonna see if he got one.
You want to get a brand that we can get one or your initials on it?
Heck no. What are we going to do that for? That's crazy.
I don't know. You said only the real ones. I want to be a real one with you.
I'm talking about a real one that love you.
So you don't want to get one with us? Something that means
why
something?
Why don't we want to mutilate our bodies?
Oh, now you're
like that.
Out.
I ain't ratting out. That's just crazy. Oh, man. So GQ Blue is not in. I was going to call him. I'm going to call another crazy one. I know another one, too. I know a lot of my friends are. See if he answers. BZ hates when we call people and they don't answer because he's like, especially when we talk over, he can't edit it out. Kill two birds with one stone. He hates this shit. Come on, Doc. Two strikeouts tonight. That sucks. But yeah. Anyway. So yeah, man. Shout out to them if you want to check them out. It is... What comes after HBCU Confessionals? Keep it 100. It's Keep It 100 time. Queen Jern, do you have a Keep It 100?
Yeah, I got to Keep It 100. My Keep It 100 this week is... Don't be ashamed about how you live and just live your life. 100. Some of y'all gonna invite people over to your house and you, excuse the this, that, and the third. We live in this house. I mean, I get all of that, but when the shit is real crazy, just go ahead and just be okay with whatever this is y'all got going on up in here. Ain't no need to be feeling sorry. Ain't no need. Because the shame you feel when I come over there ain't the shame that you feel Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday, when your ass should be cleaning up or moving some shit around up in there. It ain't that much shame that it ain't changed your behavior. So it don't need to be shame. Don't be shame. You knew I was coming over here. I ain't pop up. So you knew this was how you was living. Go ahead and bring me in here with the clothes and the this and the that all over the place. Just come on. Move some shit over on the sofa. I sit down. As long as you ain't got no bugs up in that bitch, I'm cool. Like, the clutter don't really bother me. The clutter don't bother critters me. Is the problem.
Filth bothers me. Clutter, no. But filth, yes. I could deal with clutter.
Like, I mean, like, you ain't got no damn dirty diapers on the floor. Yeah, like, you ain't got old no pizza
boxes shit. And your dishes piled up in the sink. I could deal with you like, yo, man, I just ain't had a chance. I could deal with that.
Yeah, but don't ever worry about me. You got some shit in here that look like I can't be in here. I'm going to excuse myself. So
I went outside. Ain't a big thing, man.
I'm
about to go outside and smoke. Oh, please. Shit. I peeped the scene. Oh, I'm about to sit outside and smoke, man. Shit. I just be out the door.
Yeah, because ain't no need for all that. Just live your life, boo.
Well, my Keep It 100, man. Y'all new school drug dealers ain't shit. 100. And what I mean by that is, man, back in the days, man, the drug dealers used to care about the community, bro. Yeah, they used to push poison in their communities, but, you know, they'll see the little kids out there racing. They'll give whoever wanted to raise $5 or a dollar, whatever. They always gave the kids money. They bought them ice cream. You know what I'm saying? They did shit in the community. They gave kids good grades, money for good grades. You know what I'm saying? The dope dealers used to really care about the community, maybe. And that's probably why the point that we started looking up to these niggas, because they was like, damn.
They were doing something.
Even though they was like dope dealers, they were still doing good. So I used to look up to these niggas, right? But these niggas now, they don't give a fuck. All they want is the money. They don't do shit for the community. I asked a couple drug dealers to sponsor a motherfucking all-star team in town. I said, look, we can have an all-star team, have tryouts, have the best team, the best of the best, the pick of the litter. You know what I'm saying? You had to try for this team to make it. If you ain't good enough, ain't nobody on this team, sorry. And this is the team we enter into these other leagues and play these games. Oh, nah, they don't want... Nigga, what? But you'll go to the club on the weekend and just spend money on a bottle, on a booth, and all that bullshit. You paying $300 for a bottle of Henny that you could have got for like $40.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but you do that shit, but you won't help, you know what I'm saying? Like, so that's what I'm saying. So these new drug dealers, man, y'all need to learn, man. Like, I understand, you know, y'all ain't in the game for a long time. It's a short lifespan as a drug dealer, but you got to give back to the same community you push poison to, nigga. That's just how you reap what you sow.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, not that you reap
what you sow. I'm just saying, man. Like, you do good, you put back a community, you might not die. You might not get arrested. Somebody might can vouch for you. You be like, oh, no, not him. He's a good person. Nah, he would never be involved in that. No shit like that. He was with me. You sure, Pastor Jenkins? Yeah, he was with me. Oh, okay. Since Pastor Jenkins said, we got to take this suspect off the thing. But nah, y'all niggas don't. Y'all sell dope. Smoke rolling up on the goddamn church steps, making plays and shit. Y'all don't even give a fuck, but you know.
They ain't got no room.
All I'm saying, yeah, exactly. Y'all need to do better out here, man. Get back to that community that you're selling poison to, man. And I'm off my soapbox.
Thank
you. Winner, loser time. Queen Jeremy, got any winners?
I'm going to say my winner this week is going to be Martin Lawrence and Eddie Murphy, because apparently their kids are dating.
Winner! How is that a winner situation?
That is a winner situation, because Martin Lawrence's daughter and Eddie Murphy's son, they are now dating, and they put it out there on social media for the world to know that it is official. that they are a couple. So, I mean, like, the two guys are friends. So, it's like, to have your kids dating, it can be a good thing. It can be a win-win for the kids.
Hey,
they're
the
oldest of both of their children. Man. So, hey, it's cute, and I think they're winning.
Hey, man.
Black love wins again.
Hey, man, my winner is Drake for renting out Dodger Stadium for a date.
Winner.
Drake up the ante.
That's lame as fuck.
This nigga rented out a whole stadium to do a date with a girl that's on, like, her son. They, you know what I'm saying, basketball team, play with LeBron's son. They on the same team. So he's took out a date. He rented out the whole Dodger Stadium, stunting on y'all niggas, bro.
That's
driving
dumb.
Up the price of
that's
pussy.
Dumb.
Yes.
I mean, it ain't even the price of pussy. It's just the simple fact of the matter that why would you have to do that for her? Like, who is she? Her son played football?
No, he in high school. He played basketball.
Okay, so her son played basketball?
Because I can. That's why I did.
Buy me a motherfucking house, because I'm sure you just spent that kind of money out here.
Mm-mm.
Oh, so you can't do that, but you gonna put on a show.
That comes later.
You gonna put on a show.
That comes later. That's not a show. I'm showing
that
you.
That is a show.
I'm giving you a glimpse of my lifestyle right now. You see this
right
here?
But do you really like her that much?
Hey.
Do you even know her that well?
He must.
Does Drake have a child that's in high school?
No.
Okay, then why would you want her? Because she has a child that's in high school.
I guess because, you know, she's appealing to the eyes, I guess, to him. I mean, not to me. She got too much.
She couldn't.
She smelled like a Halloween costume, if you ask me. Too much rubber and fakery on her. I can't. I'm anti. I don't like the fake.
I don't care if you like the
I don't like the fake
bodies. Even if you don't like the fake things, I'm just saying I don't understand how a man who ain't got a child at all want to be with a woman who got a child at all, because either she had babies young or she old.
Drake got mommy issues as his parent, because he something ain't right with Drake. He fucking all the girls. I mean, whew, I'm glad I got
so
you.
So he don't have a type?
No. None. Women. He fucking them all.
Well, I ain't mad at her.
That's why I'm glad I got you off the scene, because, hey, it's a good chance if you ain't got with your woman before 2009, 2010, Drake done hit her. I'm going to be real with you. I'm just going to be honest with you.
He wilding like that?
Drake done knocked by every, listen, Drake is a sniper, killer, all the girls. Name one in Hollywood right now, Drake done hit. Nigga from Serena Williams to got doggone.
He was with Serena Williams?
Nigga, Drake was with Serena Williams. He don't care. Look at that. That let you know he don't care right there.
Not so good.
He turned on the white man. Drake did us so bad. She like, man, with Drake then coming. You know, that was terrible. And then now she dating white men. Like, she got the worst.
And she married to the man?
Yeah.
I mean, you say dating. I just want to make sure you let the people know that the man.
I mean, well, you know, she married him. So, yeah. Losers, you got any losers, Queen Germ?
Yeah, I'm going to say, I got to say, Cardi B with this foolery with this baby and this necklace here.
Loser.
Cardi B is my loser this week because she bought her 3-year-old daughter, Culture, a $150,000 necklace for her birthday. Now, you know
I'm about to rob Culture.
Delete that.
It's on site. If she's in my vicinity,
sure
I'm snatching
right
her fucking chain. I'm snatching. Hey, look.
I'm sick of you.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I can't believe I married
somebody. Go ahead.
You gonna rob a 3-year-old nigga?
Hey, I'm snatching her little chain. What's she gonna do?
She can't do nothing.
Exactly.
But that's my whole point. She don't even know the shit costs $150,000. So therefore, to me, it makes more sense that you would buy her some shit that she can play in. Buy her a necklace from Claire's. If you really want to buy something.
Did you see what they got her for her first birthday? They got her like a $10,000 Birkin bag or some shit. And I was like, yeah.
I think they did.
And she going to have a peanut butter jelly sandwich smashed up in that motherfucker
exactly.
In no time.
And juice all in that motherfucker. And all kind of stuff in the damn.
This shit
going to
be a toy, $10,000 toy. Oh, I just put my baby dolls in here, mommy.
Exactly.
Crayons and shit.
Dragging the damn pocketbook across the floor at the park.
I was just like, why would you buy a baby a $10,000 Birkin bag?
It doesn't make sense. Like, you people are not thinking. When you think about something, I mean, I know you think you're going to have money forever. But it's possible that you won't. So she's 3 now, but when she's 23 and she's trying to get married and all this other stuff and y'all fizzled out, please don't forget that you got to have something for the wedding or something for, you know, like, do something for things that actually matter. Like, why $150,000 necklace when you could buy your child a house or you can have money for college. That right there was a waste of money. Because the girl don't know how much the shit costs. And if it just sparkles a little bit, kids is going to love it. That thing could have came from Party City, and she would have loved it just the same.
If I see her at Chuck E. Cheese, if I see Lil Culture at Chuck E. Cheese, snatching that shit, taking off, nigga. That's how it's going to go down. Pray for him. Yeah. Niggas going to be on the Shade Room talking about some goon snatches Culture chain, runs out of Chuck E. Cheese.
Hit the dough.
Gone. I'm going to put that shit online and be like, nigga, if you want your chain back, nigga, I need $200,000.
Don't do that.
Hey, what? Huh? What? It ain't got no value because it's got Culture on that motherfucker. So I got to
just
find somebody to bust it down, take all the shit off of it. Then I'm going to put an exposed video. This shit worth $10,000.
They lie.
Who the fuck you paid $150,000 to? Them niggas stole your money. But yeah,
I can't.
Man.
I can't with you.
So, well, my loser goes a little something like this. The company that was supposed to give all us the massage guns, y'all my motherfucking loser.
Loser.
Because that shit said it was supposed to be delivered on July the motherfucking 9th. And now all of a sudden, it's like, oh, unfortunately, we don't know when you're going to get your shit.
You say it's too much high volume.
That's some bullshit. Y'all knew y'all was scamming us from the get-go. Did we just give our information away to some Chinese company?
That they finna run up the check on
it. We just gave our data away or something.
Check your social medias. Check your bank account.
Some bullshit. We gave away our motherfucking social media for a massage gun, goddammit. And I think they got us.
I know one thing I was looking forward to getting mine. Because I ain't want to have to keep asking for yours. But hey, I guess I got to buy one.
Hey man, you can use the one that's in here. I don't mind. I mean, as long as you don't do nothing nasty with it,
Never that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I only want to do something nasty with you.
So you always got to take it there, man.
I mean, Why you just can't? You set it up.
I didn't set it up.
I threw it in there.
Okay,
like,
if that's what you say. Well, Queen Jerm, do you have any shout outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, the Front Porch, my girl KY No Jelly, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
Shout outs go a little something like this. Shout out to BZ, Sir Ray, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler myself, Rick James Bitch, RT3, my nigga J Will, Light Skin Kanye, Dark Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, Pepe J from B More, Steph from B More. My nigga Stacks, Mad Static, MJ Money 9S, CG 24, my nigga Texas Tib, 12 Cal and 12 Cal Podcast, Dr. Brace of everybody, Dr. Brace Network. Got Dr. Cam, that disrespectful motherfucking MJ. Long live K Law, the truck driver. We got Corey Dos Equis in the Power Lunch Hour. We got my dog Uncle Dolomite in the Too Much Game Podcast. We got the Glenn and Her Podcast. We got Dale P in the Man Cave. We got Big Smash and Bet the House. We got the Ladies Lair Podcast. We got everybody else, all the other podcasts. Shout out to y'all.
J Will.
I said Jay Will already.
Oh, sorry.
Shout out to Doc Cloud and everybody over that site to fuck with the kid. Shout out to Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. Shout out to Amazing AP, Dragon Lady, Sleazy the Black Farmer.
She had a birthday recently. Oh, got a birthday coming up.
Who?
Tomorrow, maybe.
Who?
Dragon Lady.
Her birthday ended this month. July 30th.
Okay.
Oh, thought you were down with me. I was going to say, come on now. Don't do that. Shout out to anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, no way at all, man. Shout out to No Ma'am Gang, man. And anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, no way at all. Shout out to y'all, man. Another dope show in the books, Queen Germ. 465. Was this 466?
465, what the paper say.
Okay, it's 465. Rate your show.
I'm going to say I'm a solid 9.00.
Okay. I'm going to give mine 717. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my nigga Geronimo, my other nigga Pigga. Their birthdays this week. You know what I'm saying? So
turn up, fellas.
Yeah, man. Shout out to them too. Wild boys right there. Some wild boys. Yeah. Well, another show's in the books. Don't forget to rate, subscribe. download the Frocast on any podcast reader. Don't forget about our voicemail at 347-201-2572. Call in, leave voicemail, we'll play it on the show. Don't forget about our Patreon if you join for as little as a dollar. And don't forget to buy a motherfucking shirt. Biatch. It's that simple. You buy shirts, join the Patreon. Make us happy.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, you know, we're doing it.
Help us to keep doing what we do.
Yes, keep the lights on in here because sometimes they go out.
Sometimes.
Yes. But yeah, as always, it's your boy King Germ.
And it's your girl Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast, and we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com